When I was confirmed many years ago in New York by Cardinal Cook in 1966, the custom was those who were confirmed were going to be, so those who are of my vintage or my age, you probably remember that the bishop used to give a smack in the cheek. So I was confirmed with a lot of people there in New York. So when the bishop arrived, I was ready to duck. So that the bishop would slap the boy next to me. But I didn't duck in time, and he gave it to me, no? But it was just a little touch on the cheek. I was only 10 years old when it happened, but I remember very clearly the meaning of that. The meaning was the first reading today. We're reading through the book of Maccabees, in which we have two martyrdoms back to back. Eleazar, which comes right before this, was a man that's 90 years old that's tortured before eating pork. Because the Jewish people had what was called the Mosaic Law or the Kosher Law. So they would not eat pork because that was considered an unclean animal. So you heard today just an abbreviated version of one of the most noble actions in the Old Testament. You only heard about half of the chapter. Because all the seven sons of this mother were tortured instead of eating a piece of bacon, of pork. This wasn't so much the bacon or the pork, but it was the principle that they did not want to offend God. I invite you to read it, 2 Maccabees chapter 7. And some of us forget, who was the last one to die? The mother. Yeah. So the seven boys, and then the mother died rather than to disobey the law of God. How many people here sometimes go to daily mass? Any of you go to daily mass? Okay, outside the season of Lent and season of Advent, what is the color very often that the priest goes out in his chasuble? What color?
Green.
Green, but also very often he goes out in red. Very often. Sometimes you've got weeks where you've got three different times that he comes out in red. Why? Nothing to do with communism, okay? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, it's martyrdom. It's martyrdom. How would you like to die? Now, the best way to die for Catholics is to die the way God wants us to die. But martyrdom is one of the greatest witnesses to Christ in the church. I would like to die a martyr, but I know I'm a coward. I know I am. But St. Ignatius says, if God asks us, he'll give us the grace. So right now, I don't have the grace to be a martyr, nor do any of you. But if we're put to the test, God will give you the grace. God will give you the grace. Okay, today I'd like to tell you the story. Two of the most important modern martyrs in the past 120 years would be, and I was at his canonization, Colby. 1980, I was studying to be a priest, betraying my age, but I was at his canonization with John Paul II, and the man for whom he gave his life was actually present there with Mother Teresa. Very impressive. But I'd like to tell you the story of what I consider to be one of the greatest modern saints. And it is Saint Maria Goretti. I have a first-class relic of Maria Goretti. Do you know what a first-class relic means? First would be a part of her bone. So this is from the body of the saint that I will briefly summarize her life. She died 120 years ago. She was brought up and raised in the outskirts of Rome, Corinaldo. Very poor family. Father died when she was 9, and she was the oldest in the family. So she had to move with her father to a place where there were swamps, and her mother would have to work the field, and Maria stayed at home, usually to cook. She was cooking when she was 8 or 9, mending, talk about maturity, couldn't read or write. But there was one problem, moral problem. They had to share the house with another family. It was called the Serinelli family. And there was a boy who was 18 years old from a dysfunctional family. And this was 120 years ago. He was looking at pornography. This is 120 years ago. Not internet, because it didn't exist, but bad magazines. So this little girl, who looked about 5 years older than she was, very beautiful. Very beautiful. At first he saw her as a little sister. Then the more he looked at pornography, he started to lust after her. And he made advances. Every time he made advances, she would pull back. So, July 5th, 1902, she was in the house sewing, and Alessandro rushed into the house. And he grabbed her and tried to drag her into a room, intent upon raping her. She said two things. Number one, she said, no, it's a mortal sin. Number two, she said, if we do it, we could go to hell. She knew her catechism very well, almost as if she had done the exerciser with me. No? She knew her catechism very, very well. And she had just made her first communion shortly before this. So the more she resisted, the more angry Alessandro became, and he pulled out an ice pick, which was like a dagger, stabbed her, stabbed her, stabbed her, 11 times. But none of those stabs were fatal until she turned over and stabbed her 3 more times, perforating her lungs. So that the 11 stabs were not fatal, she would have lived. But the 3 last perforated her lungs. She cried out, and the mother came in and said, Maria, what happened? And she said, Alessandro tried to do something very ugly to me, and I said no to him. She was rushed to the hospital in Nettuno, where she lived, and Alessandro was rushed to the penitentiary, the jail. So there she was, laying in the hospital bed. They had to do an operation on her without anesthesia. They had to cut open her stomach. Without anesthesia, she's only 11 years old. And when she's suffering, she's grabbing onto the miraculous medal of the Blessed Mother. She's holding onto the miraculous medal of the Blessed Mother, praying for Mary for strength. She wanted to drink, but she couldn't drink. I thirst what Jesus suffered on the cross. There were about five people in the room. She lived another 24 hours. The priest comes in and asks her, Maria, do you forgive Alessandro? She said, yes, I want him to be in heaven with me one day. You hear that? Yes, I want him to be in heaven with me one day. She suffered a few more hours and she died. She was 11 years old. Alessandro was taken to jail and he was angry. She thought this little girl was a stupid little girl. If she just gave in, she'd still be living. He was angry and bitter until after several years, he had a vision of Maria Goretti. And she, instead of being fearful, she saw her radiating joy. And she had 14 flowers in her arms. 14 flowers in her arms. Remember the 14, number 14? 14 flowers. And she said, look, I have forgiven you. But you have to ask God for forgiveness. He called and the bishop of Nettuno came into the jail. He made an excellent confession and was converted. The next 27 years, he lived like a saint. He was released 3 years earlier because of good conduct. When he's released, it was Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve. What was the first thing he did? He went to the mother of Maria Goretti, Madre Assunta, who lived right next to the church. She worked in the rectory helping out the priest. He knocked at the door, and these are 37 years later. The mother of Maria Goretti opens up the door, and he says, do you recognize me? Of course. You're Alessandro Serinelli who killed my daughter. Will you forgive me? What did she say? If God forgave you and my daughter forgave you, who am I not to forgive you? And she invited him in for Christmas Eve to have a nice meal together. That very night they went to communion, they went to Mass, and they received communion together. Alessandro Serinelli went into a Franciscan convent the rest of his life. 1950, Pope Pius XII canonized Maria Goretti. It was the biggest number of people in the history of the church. 250,000 people were there present at the canonization. Who was present there? Who was present there? The mother of Maria Goretti, Her brothers and sisters and Alessandro Serinelli was present at the canonization of the little girl that he killed. And Maria Goretti was proclaimed the patron of young people and the patron of purity. How important she is today for your children and your teenagers and the confirmation students that did their retreat last week. What can we learn from this? Number one is that God loves us. God loves us. Number two, we have to love God. Only God can give us true happiness. And number three, our body is important, but our soul is much more important than our body. As we learned in the first reading from the Maccabees, our body is important because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. But our soul, your soul, as Thomas Aquinas says, is worth more than the whole created universe. Thomas Aquinas. Your soul is worth more than the whole created universe. So let's pray that we'll be strong. Where did Maria Goretti get her strength? From Holy Communion and her great love for Jesus and Mary. Saint Maria Goretti, pray for us. Amen.
Let us stand to profess our faith.